What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Stephen A. It's April 20th, 2021, and I just thought I'd take a moment to remind y'all to stay off the weed.
Yo, it's your homie, Big Smash, man. Back the House Podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Cooling it out with my people, Frocast Podcast, man. You know, we say crazy stuff, man, but we rock together. So y'all know what it is, man. Get in tune.
When you say you don't have ice cream, you mean like the machine is off, like you're done for the night?
The machine's not working.
All right, so how much it'll cost to get it fixed? We ready?
We will give you money. Do you have $5,000?
I wouldn't have asked you if I didn't. So by the time I get to this window, you gonna have it fixed? You gonna have it ready for me or what? I want extra Oreo. Three of them. Now you don't have it because I got the 5,000. Okay.
Another one that I picked up late in 2018, which is downright hilarious, is the Frocast. NappyAfro.com, the Frocast Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. A.K.A. Bread DBIC, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you guilty podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, like the Frocast on any podcast reader out there, social media, wherever you see it set, man, just give us a little like, a little retweet. We appreciate it. Also, we have a voicemail we can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content that only you can get on the Nappy Afro Patreon. And when you become a Patreon, you get shout out on the show. We got two new Patreons this week. We got D. Shout out to D. And another one, Christian. Shout out to Christian. So you could be like D and Christian. Get shout out on the show. We appreciate y'all's support. And we appreciate all the Patreon support because, you know, hey, man, y'all really keep this thing going. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is always option D. What is option D? You add it to your story, retweet it, reblog it, and when you add it to your story on Instagram, tag us in it so we can see it, because it's a lot of stories on there. And if you don't tag us in it, you got to hit that at button, because, you know, if I don't really see it, then I might miss it. And you don't get your shout out, like Ruling Myself, Faithfully, Short T, Faithfully, Sleazy the Black Farmer, 12 Cal, my man Eclectic, Big Smash, who else be showing love, man? Everybody that be showing love to the Frocast, man, we appreciate it, man. It means a lot to us, man. So, you know, I'm just thankful for all the love, man. So, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good.
Anything interesting happen to you this week?
Yeah, I got notified that the grant I was working on got selected for approval.
Hey, hit the applause button. Yay. Clap, yeah. Clap, 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 clap.
My book chapter that I was working on with two other ladies, that got submitted on Monday. And just a few little hours ago, the world saw a little glimmer of hope. Just a little sprinkles.
Cop gonna shoot somebody in the next three days.
In a minute. It ain't even gonna be another day. In a minute.
But hey, we gotta take the small victories when we can, I guess.
Glad to see that. Yeah. Derek.
Chauvin
was convicted of all guilty three charges. On all charges. Guilty.
I mean, it was like manslaughter, second degree,
third degree murder.
Yeah, like, I mean, well, we couldn't get that first degree. I guess you gotta show intent. You had to go intent. Like, yeah, he didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, so we can go with that and then get it.
So I guess I got to stand wrong. Ben Crump finally was on the winning side this time.
We got one this time. We're going to get a check and the cracker going to jail.
I heard they had a little press conference with him and the whole family was out there. They said it was looking a little niggerish, if you want to say that. You know, saying Ben Crump was doing too much talking, they said. They should have had somebody else speaking. But
he
can't talk like, hey, I don't understand how the fuck he made it to it. I don't get it.
How you got to talk for a living and your damn tongue too big?
What the fuck going on?
Like, what the fuck? Like,
he said you talk for a living, your tongue too big.
It is. That shit just be
he got that country boy. Yeah, he got that country boy mouth. Yeah. Pause.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so shout out to them, man. Ben Crump finally was on the winning side. You know what I'm saying? His part about to come on now. Civil part about to come on now for wrongful death. You know what I'm saying? The Floyd family about to get kicked off, get some good money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man. Hopefully, you know, once they start paying out all this money, they'll slow down on the killings, man.
Yeah. I mean, you would hope that would be the thing, but it's not. It's like, y'all ain't even got enough money to pay the damn police, but y'all got money to pay the families of the deceased. That's the shit that I don't understand.
Hey, man, the money come from somewhere.
Like I said, if you put the money into what it need to be in,
yeah,
you know, paying people and families is not where it need to go.
I seen some little image the other day. They was talking about how everybody think like you can fix police when police were put there to they're not there to protect and serve everybody. You know what I'm saying? They were created to, you know what I'm saying, keep niggas in line. You know what I'm saying? People, brown people in line. They like to protect the whites and keep y'all niggas in line. So why do we expect justice from them? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but it's all about, like you said, we was watching that show. It's all about the narrative. So the people who be able to create the narrative, they have all the power.
Yep.
So you looking at a source for one thing, because that's what they told you they're here for, but that ain't never been their intention. So how could you expect anything more out of somebody?
I said they signed so many treaties, it just broke them motherfuckers.
Yeah, they didn't give a damn. They said
we the superior race. Like, what the fuck we signed the treaties with them for? We ain't got to hold up to these shits, nigga. Yeah. Like, we superior. So, yeah.
That's the world we live in. So.
That's the world we live in, man. So, you know, hey, man. But so that's all about your week?
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the best things that happened. Okay. I mean, you smoking 420.
Shout out everybody for happy 420 to everybody out there. I mean, you know, just a regular Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that crazy, man. Ain't nobody smoking like, you know, 25 joints at one time. Nobody's doing that wild like that no more, man. You know, it's just, you know, I did my usual. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I mean, I don't understand, but I understand.
Happy birthday to Killer Mike. You know what I'm saying? One of our shout outs. You know, I know you hear the Killer Mike drop all the time.
Okay.
Today is his birthday. Yeah, happy birthday to him. You know what I'm saying?
It would have been Luther Vandross' 70th birthday today.
Oh, so Luther's birthday would have been today?
Yep.
Let's see who got 420 birthdays today, man. Why are we at it, man?
Luther Vandross' birthday is today, and he would have been 70.
George Takei. That's from the Star Trek nigga, the Chinese nigga
don't,
on Star Trek.
That shit that you can't have for now.
So him, don't know who Andy Serkis is. Crispin Glover, heard of him. Miranda Kerr, Killer Mike, Luther Vandross, Stephen Marley, Joey Lawrence, and Shamar Moore, man. So,
okay.
You know, happy birthday to all y'all. Happy 420 birthdays. Yeah, that's pretty cool that you're born on 420.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody else born on 420, but I don't think they want to give him no credit. Yep. A guy that was like a dictator in a European country. Hey, don't say that name. No, hey, chill. You know, shh, don't say that name.
Child, please.
Let's see. I think so. Yeah.
I don't know why you act like that.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, you can't say nothing about, you know what I'm saying, that man, he get you in trouble.
What, you get your show shut down?
Everything. Because you know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful when you say them names, bro.
My bad.
Yeah. So, well.
I mean, you know, I don't know much about history, but a couple of them, you know, they just iconic.
Well, hey, man, you know how it is, man. So, let's go ahead and get to this outline, Queen Jerm, man. Quit messing around with the people, man. Get the people what they want, man. Back in the driver's seat on that ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and do this, man. Got a question for you, Queen Jerm. Would you be willing to be in a marriage with two guys? Like, you're married to two men. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh?
I mean, you got two husbands.
So, that mean they got two incomes?
Two incomes. You know what I'm saying?
So, how does this work?
What you mean, how does it work?
I mean, is there a backstory to this thing? Like,
two husbands, no back.
Comparing me to some kind of...
No. Or? No, you're not. Listen. Could you have two husbands?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the question about?
I'm saying
then?
Like you it seemed like it was a loaded question.
It's not a loaded question. It's a, no, it was just like could you have two husbands?
I could definitely have two husbands.
Like how would you see that working out? Like you could be okay with that? Like you would be okay with two husbands? Like when you get tired of niggas and
no. Because
okay.
Chances are if I got one husband who likes to spend the whole day in the garage, I might have a husband that actually want to spend some time with me. So
oh, okay.
Maybe I'll...
Well, what if you got two husbands that want to spend all day in the garage?
Hey, man, somebody got to go. I mean, I ain't going to get both of y'all as just alike. Y'all might want to go together if that's the case.
I mean, but then wouldn't it be like two headaches?
No, because niggas they ain't that bad. Like, a nigga can't handle more than one woman. They think they can because they like to... Try to think they can juggle or whatever, but who can really manage to deal with two people at the same time? It's definitely a woman.
Mm.
Like, I don't have to be that woman, but a woman could definitely be the one more likely to manage two partners versus a man. Because a man messes that shit up on the regular. Like, that's just, I mean, you got too much to have to do. Like, you got to have sex with them. You got to take them out. You got to be thoughtful. You got to do whatever, whatever. If I'm cooking and I had two men, shit, all y'all need to come on one accord. We going to be eating at the same pot. Just cooking, fucking.
Yeah.
You ain't going to want to do it the same day the nigga want to do it. Y'all ain't going to want to have sex on the same
how
day.
How you know? What?
Chances are you're not.
It's just what it is.
It's not. I mean, I'm not built like that. So I'm not finna even let you think you finna sit here and run a train on me. That ain't what we doing.
That's a threesome, not a train.
It's nasty if you... I mean, y'all can't be doing it together.
Why not? Why we just... That's
a threesome when we doing it together.
Yeah.
We not going to do that together.
We might as well get it over with, you know what I'm saying? Instead of you going from one room to the next, because...
That's what we going to be doing.
Nah, man.
We ain't going to be laid up in no...
Might as well, I'm here, y'all, you know, the other husband here, one of y'all hitting them, they like, might as well go on in there. There's a party going on, man. Like,
the door going to be locked.
So it got to be boundaries. Like, this is our time, is our time. You know what I'm saying?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. How we going to break the week up? We gonna break the week up.
Damn,
Sunday
man.
Is the Sabbath. I'm gonna rest. I'll be ready for y'all on Monday. What about you?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't have two husbands.
I would hope you can.
You talking about two wives?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No way. Hell no. No. I'm spread thin.
Whatever. What you gonna? You be running from both of us in the damn garage.
Nigga, hey, I'll be like, man, listen, man, no. Hey, because like I said, I read a stat that they say women speak 300,000 more words a day than men. So just imagine that's 600,000 extra words a day that I would have to hear.
And you don't
600,000.
Shit, you speak too many damn words when you in the garage talking to your friends. Woo. And whatever else you doing out here.
Hey, listen.
And whoever else you doing out here.
No way would I do that to myself. No way.
If we talking that many words, you talking just as many.
Nah.
Mm-mm. I promise you.
You probably got me by about 150,000. But I know. But you probably got about 400,000 more words than that. Oh yes. Oh yes.
You just jealous. Oh yes. You ain't got as much interest.
I mean, first of all, you teach, so you gonna talk all. You talking all fucking day long. So exactly. So I know you got your word limit.
Cause you ain't doing nothing but talking on the phone when you at your job.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'll be reading books and shit.
Bullshitting.
Yeah. I'll be reading
all your fade fives and all that bullshit.
Fade fives. What is that? That's some old school shit.
Whoever your little favorites are, I don't know who all you talking about.
I don't
about.
Have no favorites in my phone.
I can't get up there.
Let me see. Do I have any favorites in my phone? Know. Let me see. I'm checking for the thing. Let me see. Where do you go? Favorites. Oh, look at that. Only one.
I should feel.
Only important. One.
Don't.
Only one. Don't. Only one.
Like I said. Only it's one. About what you do for real.
Exactly. And then for real, I just showed you my favorites, and it was you.
Yeah. For one time in my whole life.
For one time. The one time
in my whole life.
Oh, look at she ain't got no defense, y'all. But getting back to what we were talking about before we got sidetracked by Queen Germ. Two wives, no, that's not the move, man. I know ideally you would think that would be the move, but then you got to understand that you're dealing with two cycles, two balls of emotional beings that, you know, are highly combustible. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. No way. No way. Wouldn't do it. One is enough. Two, oh my God.
I'm just saying, if the people had enough stuff to do, it ain't nobody.
What you mean? Then y'all be my slaves. Like,
No.
I don't want you to have things to do.
I'm saying like things to do as in hobbies, kids, jobs.
But that would feel great. Like you had two girls massaging your feet at the same time every day.
No.
Because I'd be like, go ahead, let me get that massage.
That'll be something that one person will do one day, somebody else will do another day. Because you already know, I wouldn't be one of the women. I don't share nothing well.
I mean, what you mean? So I don't understand why that would be an issue. Like, if you signed up for the double wife life.
But I wouldn't. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have it. I just wouldn't be one of them.
I mean, that might, because I know you're very competitive. I could see that situation now. You'd be working so hard, you'd be like, I'm gonna be the favorite wife. Like, I'm going to be the favorite wife.
That should be
amazing.
I'm not trying to do that. Didn't
you say you like peach cobbler? Well, yes, I went and got some peaches from Georgia. Like,
don't do that. I mean, I gotta be the best. I'm always trying.
I got some Tupelo honey right here, raw Tupelo honey. Like. Oh man, so yeah, man. But I
definitely could have two husbands. I could.
Nah, man.
Yeah,
that'd be terrible.
It wouldn't be.
Yes, it would.
I mean, especially if I got one that's like you, that's the outlier.
What's the outlier? What do you mean by that? Oh, hey, what are you saying? One that's like me. I mean, what, a good guy? Oh, okay, yeah. If you got one that's a good guy.
You know,
people out there in the internet streets really believe I pay no attention to my wife.
You don't.
They hear the show every week. They be like, yo, man. They be like, oh, man. Oh, my gosh, man. So we don't never just sit out here and spend time together. Very rarely. We've been watching TV all weekend.
The same person who wanted to watch TV with me talked to me like a maniac talking about something. Come on, we watching the show.
Oh, exactly. If you're going to binge or watch TV with me, we motherfucking binging. Ain't going to be none of that goddamn playing around. And you like to play around. So
if
I'm watching
it.
No. But if
those shows are so slow that if I leave and come back, I would have figured it out.
Because then what do you do? You say, hey, who is that? What happened? Now I got to stop the show, tell you what's going, because your butt couldn't sit still. Well, you're ripping and running, ripping and running. Right. And so that's why I pause it. That's why I pause it, so you can see everything.
I'm a busy person. You know what I don't have time to sit down and watch TV.
Okay, like but when we have to, when we're watching something together, we're watching it together. So, okay, you know, well, just like when we in stores, I got to get that little chop, chop, let's go. You know, let's move on. We're moving on.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. If I'm binge watching with you, I got to play by your rules. If you in the store shopping with me, you got to play by my rules.
But
I don't harass you.
When I'm shopping, I'm done. But you know me. You know I'm in. You know I'm in. I'm in and out. But that's not the point. So, but if we came in there for eggs, what the hell are we doing in the? Why are we in the clothing aisle? Why are we over here looking at shirts?
Whatever I want.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You came into the mall for this, going to this store. Why are we in this store? Why did we went to six other stores?
While we are here, it doesn't make sense for me to have to come back another time when I can be able to shop by myself because the aggravating motherfucker is not with me. It makes more sense for me to use my time wisely. If I'm already here and the people may have something on sale that caught my eye, why not go ahead and give me five more minutes? What's 5 minutes if you enjoy being with me? But that's the thing. There's a conflict of interest.
No, it's not a conflict. You wouldn't sit there with me
be able to enjoy my life.
You aren't
you
able
are
to.
Trying to bring me down.
You're
trying to bring me down.
That's like I'm saying, happy. Hey, I'm out here coaching football. Come sit out with football. Come watch me practice every day. Would you do that?
No.
Why not?
No, because my kids ain't out there, and I don't have no business.
But that's been like you just.
That's not because you're not even with me. You're going to be on the field talking to your support. Kids.
I look over my shoulder
and
I see.
I'm at your game.
I see my wife.
That's
like,
why
there
I'm at
she
your game.
Is.
I'm at your
but
game.
I want you to be at practice.
You don't.
So that's like that. Hey, come on.
No, it's not. That don't even make sense. That's not even in the same arena because you chose to come to the store. If you choose to come to
yes.
the store, then that means you choosing to do what I'm doing.
No, but,
this is my element. I enjoy it. The same way you started creeping out there in my garden.
I didn't creep out there in your garden.
You don't want me to have anything. You want me to be miserable. You do.
What do you mean? I stay away from your garden. After you said your piece, have I touched it since?
I shouldn't have had to say it.
But once you said your piece, I stay away. I do what I do back there, and I move on. I don't say a thing, and I left it alone. I said, hey, that's her thing. I'm going to let her have her thing. And I haven't bothered it since.
And I thank you.
And once you said something, I was just, hey, you know, but hey, you know, it's cool. I ain't got no problem. See, it wasn't no beef. I ain't act like nothing different or nothing like that.
Because you feel some type of way.
No, I don't feel some type of way.
When you said your little piece.
Because you just brought it up because you said you can't have nothing. Like I was out there invading your space. So that's why I stay away. I don't go back there unless I'm checking on my little what I got. And I'm boom, boom, boom. And I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Just keep it up.
Yeah, that's it.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's it. So, you know, it's all good, man.
Yeah. But sign me up for the two husbands. Where do they get that at?
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay, that's what you want.
I'm just saying, if I get two checks and...
I mean, if you go to work, it's three checks in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so think about that. Ooh.
I mean,
but then that's cutting down on the time then, because if 8 hours sleeping, 8 hours at work, you only got 8 hours, like, man, woof. That'd be tough.
I hang with you for 4 hours.
But what if someone like a kid situation then? Like, you know.
I mean, these kids growing up. By the time I get somebody to slide in here, they'll be out.
I'm talking about if you was young. I ain't talking about now, nigga. The hell is you talking about?
Oh.
Hell, you going somewhere, nigga. You ain't going nowhere. You stuck, nigga. Fuck is that?
Am I?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it here on episode 453. You're stuck.
What?
With me, nigga. You ain't going nowhere.
Okay, well, you just said we was going to have... two spouses.
No, so I said, could you do it?
So therefore,
not you today. You, I'm talking about like you. If you were single before me, I don't exist. Not me and another nigga. Like, you fucking crazy.
Oh, now you cussing.
Yes,
you cussing
yes.
Me?
I'm cussing, talking, not cussing you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we doing.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's get on to this next topic.
Please.
Yes, because Queen Germ, she. She always take the suffragette out of hand.
You the one. You come up with the bullshit.
I come up with the bullshit? Okay. Well, this is some more bullshit I'm coming up with. I heard this thing online the other day, and I wanted to ask you, Queen Germ, since you are a race baiter, and you say things to get the crowd hype, you know what I'm saying? You are. You're like a black Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying, for black people. Yes, you are. You are like...
I'm nothing like him.
So I want to know this. Do black men get the white women that white men don't want? And do white men get the black women that black men don't want? Is this a true statement? How would you feel about this?
If I had to do a survey, I would expect the results to be pretty high. Mm-hmm. But I would all, you know, always, is always an exception to the rule.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the real thing is, they are always the ones that don't fit in the, you know what I'm saying, fit in their natural race.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of could lean to the fact that they're the ones that are having a hard time dating and things, so they're mm-hmm. choosing to find love outside of their race. Mm. But then there's some people who grew up in a certain type of neighborhood,
yep.
and they just feel
more comfortable with it. Yeah, they're and just so like, yo,
it could be the black family that's in the white neighborhood.
It could be the white family in the black neighborhood. Yep.
So then they grow up around those people and they feel comfortable with those people. They fall in love with those people.
Yeah,
that's different.
But most white boys wouldn't mess with that kind of white girl that's from the hood. Like, yeah,
that's
like,
why.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a white boy be like, what? You live from the east side? Like, you grew up on the east side? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
it's one of those things, but I just feel like, you know, I don't know. The way I look at it is...
It could be their progressive thinking. That's why the other...
It's not progressive.
I mean, no. Okay, the ones that grew up around, like, the other, you know what I'm saying, the other race. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, so the black guy that grew up in the white neighborhood, he sees white people differently. You know what I'm saying? Then somebody grew up in the hood because, you know what I'm saying, the one that grew up in the hood, he's not really familiar with how they move or whatever like that. So, you know what I'm saying, the person that grew up in the suburban neighborhood, like I said, his thinking is different.
Yeah, it's,
so that's why, and it's vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, so the white boy that grew up
that's
in the black
that's
neighborhood.
That's a small percentage because they don't even get that.
That's what I say, yeah.
On a regular basis. So the bulk of this group is going to be the fat white girl. Because white boys ain't gonna really be that pressed about being with no fat white girl.
Black men,
they like titties and ass. It don't matter if you got a stomach. So a lot of them are gonna be okay with that packaging. And then for some odd reason, some of y'all be fascinated with them anyway. So they might be, I have opportunity to have me a biracial child, whatever. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, you feeling like you winning. So now this person has a place, you fall in love, whatever, happily ever after. So, I mean, it can be the benefit like that, even with the awkward black girl. You know what I'm saying? She got some ways about her that's mm-hmm. kind of strange. No black boy want to touch that because they know that she's different.
Yeah, and she so got the then, body of a 13-year-old boy.
Don't do that. And then you go over here, you know, go to the white people school.
Yeah.
And some white guy decides he wants to take you out on a date. And, hey, you find love.
Yep.
So a lot of times it is going to be the ones that's kind of like a little outcast. Like,
yeah, on both sides.
Yeah, on either side. And that's how they hook up with somebody. But it's just like, it's odd with that black girl, white boy thing. I don't know.
What you mean?
It's just a little odd.
What, the black girls dating white boys?
Yeah.
Why? I
don't know.
You think it's a fetish or something?
I don't know. I mean, because for white men, I just don't process them really truly loving black people.
Mm.
And so it's just like, for me, that's something that I don't know. I mean, and I know it's, again, it's always some exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, when I see it, I don't know. Even I've been hit on by white men before. And it's just something about it. I can't even take them serious.
Mm.
Like, I just feel like I'm going to go home. I would get home to you and you have some damn chains up in that motherfucker. And I'm looking like I'm finna live here for the rest of my life. I'm going to be scratching trying to get the fuck up out of here.
How do you like chains and whips? What?
No. I would like to go to the door, sir, please. And thanks.
Man.
I don't know. I have a trust issue with that.
I got to understand that.
The whole culture thing is just... so much that has gone wrong that I just can't believe that we're that far removed from your ancestors' evilness that I could...
Are we?
I know we're not. So, I'm like, so why would I think that you're any different than them? You just got a different scheme. So I would be very, very of that.
And we're not sitting here saying that, you know, love isn't love, man, because I'm pretty sure we have a... rainbow coalition of listeners. And I mean, I hope we didn't turn anybody off but what we're saying, but we're just out here being real, man. We're just keeping it real. We're not out here trying to offend anybody. And you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, take our thoughts with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? I mean, and it don't even have to do that. Yeah. You can fast forward this part if you don't like
it. Yeah, exactly, man. But we're not calling nobody out. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to look at it. I mean, we talking about a topic. We said, who gets what? Why do people, you know, choose a date outside of their race? Some people is going to be, you know, various things that draw you to another person. Some people have actually been hurt by their group.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You the black girl that everybody talk bad about. Mm. And so you won't.
Because you shaved like somebody. A 13-year-old boy.
So everybody wants love. And so wherever the love comes from, sometimes you have to adjust what you wanted initially because of the fact that the people you wanted didn't want you.
Did you see the actress that played, what's her name, Gabrinè Sibidé?
I don't know what that is.
The girl that played Precious.
Yeah, what about her? She done lost weight or something?
Nah, she got her man.
A white man.
Go look him up. Look it up. Just look it up.
Oh, God.
Put up Gab.
Did she lose any weight, though?
I mean, I think she lost a little something. But, you know, she ain't going. She found her man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Let's see here.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, I don't know, man. I really, my statement, love is love. You know what I'm saying? Love who you want. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, y'all. You just can't speak up on certain issues. You can't be in the forefront, you know what I'm saying, on certain issues if you
I mean, even today.
That's just my feelings.
The verdict was read and you had people out there. I saw a black guy with some white woman.
Of course.
And, I mean, I'm like, this ain't y'all moment. Y'all stay out the fucking camera.
They got to have it. Listen, we got to show that unity.
That's not what we have.
We have. This is America. Listen, we got to have. They got to show that image right there to let people know that, listen, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess they thought everybody was going to be rioting and shit. They had extra precautions out there. I saw a lot of heavy police activity today. Like, they was out. They was out and about, man. Got a plane flying overhead the studio right now. So, in case you hear that, that's what that is. You know what I mean? But,
Well, I can't see it. It ain't nothing coming up on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, what you put in there? You probably Google Precious Actress.
I got the lady name up here.
Okay. Let's see.
And so when I touched it, it didn't come up.
I mean, all you had to do is hit images, baby.
I said he was white.
Yeah.
And he a dirty looking white boy.
Stop it, Queen Jern.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
But I'm trying to understand. Y'all got a nerd to have on. He got on a king shirt and you got on a queen shirt. What? How does that go?
That's she's his queen and he's her king.
That boy must be trying to get a check.
Hey. I don't know what the man do.
Nothing.
But he's in love. She's happy.
He is not in love with that girl.
She's happy.
He is not in love with her. I can look through that. Look how they looking together. And she ain't lost no weight.
Hey, man, she don't care. She got a man now. That love all of that. He's like,
he don't love
nothing. Woo. He like, woo.
And she getting a check or something. That's all that's about.
Hey, that man is in love. Yeah, look at him. Look at him. Ooh.
That's ridiculous.
Hey,
I'm talking about she looking a mess and he over here talking about, I mean, just
how do you feel about honoring the dead's wishes?
I would like to.
You would? What you mean you would like to?
I'm saying it just
depends. If it's nothing extraordinary or nothing out of the, you know, ordinary, nothing that's impossible, but like, let's say for instance, you know, your friend or cousin or whoever, you know what I'm saying, your loved one, we just say loved one, you know, they lived their life, you know, as a woman, but you always knew him as Richard, you know what I'm saying, but, you know what I'm saying, he lived his life as Rashonda, you know what I'm saying, his request was to be buried as Rashonda, but you ain't want, you know, you want him to be buried as Richard. How would you handle that situation?
I'm trying to think. Like, you saying that the person was living one way.
They felt they was a woman, but they...
Did they actually
They made say, the transition. Okay. But they wanted... But that's, you know...
I mean, if I'm...
You knew they always struggled with it. They always felt this way, and they finally, you know, they lived it. You know, they lived their life as a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm saying, like, if they left some kind of
instruction... Okay, they ain't leave no instructions. Or how would you handle that?
If I know a person and we have that type of relationship, I would push for their whatever gender they wanted to be represented as their final.
What if you get pushback from the family? What if the family was like, "Now you gonna bury him as a, you gonna bury him," and you like, "She want to be buried like this"? How would you tell the family? If the family was pushing for the
If they his family for real, they should know his life. So,
but you know how some people start, they don't believe in this shit.
I mean, I get it, but if that's what somebody wants, that's an easy thing for me. Mm. I'm gonna give you what you want. I mean, I thought you was gonna say something like something bizarre.
Oh, I said, no, I said nothing out the ordinary. Like, for me, I want to be cremated and have, like, a...
And I won't do that.
See, how you just going to sit there and say you going to follow...
I mean, at least I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you now.
Why? How?
Your soul will never be at peace because it ain't going to be cremated.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because...
Those are my wishes.
Okay. That's why it's a wish.
If I put it in paper...
It don't matter.
What you mean it don't matter?
How?
It
don't matter.
How you gonna sit there and say that? If I have...
Because you're dead.
Exactly.
You're dead. I don't have to do that.
So you gonna do what the white man did and not honor the treaty? Is that what you're telling me?
No, because it's not an agreement with us. I'm telling you why you are alive.
But that's not my wishes. You can't tell me. Well, you don't have to handle my...
You know what? It don't even matter.
You don't have to handle my arrangements then.
If you get your wish, which is torturing me till I die... I would die first anyway, so therefore, it won't matter because if I'm gone, your churn will do what you want them to do, and they'll have you cremated. Well, but if I'm here, child, please, you gonna have a full out funeral.
See, that's not. I don't want to have one of those because that is not me. I want to have a cremated, and then I want everybody come. We just have a good old little time. You come say something good about me, and you know.
So you won't even let me have a funeral and then have you cremated later?
No.
Why not?
What? I mean, huh?
I'm saying like if we at least can see your body and then
after I don't want nobody seeing me like that. Cremate me, burn me up, have a darn at my memorial. Everybody come up there, speak, have a good time, laugh and joke, and then boom, we leave it. And that's it. Save that money. No, it ain't. Because all you doing is putting me in a little jar, having a little thing for me for about an hour or two, a good old party, you know what I'm saying? Everybody coming and have a good time. And then that's what that is. And we gone.
Yeah, that's what you say. But you.
I don't want no flower singing, say, I don't want none of that. I want my party to be upbeat, lively.
Okay.
And it better not be no preacher at my thing. Unless one of my friends become a preacher, and I got my eye on a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like B-Eazy. It's going to be one of the ones I least expect. Like Rick, B-Eazy. Who else could possibly become a preacher? Not Sleazy, the black farmer.
Mm.
Maybe Sleazy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, who knows when the word going to call them. Goddamn, JT, go hard, Jerome, maybe him, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he like a deacon already in the church. Oh, okay. So, yeah, he like the preacher assistant.
Somebody need to pray for you.
I mean, hey, if all y'all that goes faithfully, if y'all keep me in y'all prayers, I should be covered.
You got to pray for yourself.
No, 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 no. That's not what the words say, ain't it? It say, what it say? Pray for who? What it say?
You tell me, because you sound
like they say all my loved ones or whatever. Y'all be praying for y'all be praying for everything. So if y'all the ones that go all the time, keep praying, keep me prayed up. I am covered in the blood.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because long as I know that my mother-in-law is alive, I'm good, cause I know I got a daily prayer from her every day. So you know, and I'm pretty sure her and Jesus, she got Jesus Twitter. She got Jesus follow her on Twitter.
No,
if Jesus might not follow everybody, but he gonna follow her. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody go like, damn man, Jesus, yeah, Jesus follow her. You know what I'm saying? They cool like that. She can DM Jesus. And so,
and moving right along, so we're not gonna play with the Lord. Right
I ain't now. Nobody playing with the Lord. I'm just telling you, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, boy. So yeah, just honor the people's wishes, man. That's all I want to know, man. Just
yeah, honor the people's wishes within reason.
My reason.
Because if you talking about some of the dead person wanted everybody in here to wear something ridiculous, do something silly at their funeral, then no, I can't honor that. But if you talking about something sensible, okay, you want to be represented as what you feel like is your true self, I got you on that one. If you want me to wear a yellow flower in my hair, I got you on that one. If you say you want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to wear some red bottoms in your going away get up, okay, we'll get you some red bottoms to put in the ground with you. I can get with that. But you in this here being cremated, I can't do that.
Why not? That's how you're supposed to be.
Why? Who would say that?
That's what we used to do back in the day.
Okay, you was not here back in the day.
But that's our answer. That's what you mean. So, but that's what we used to do.
Okay,
but,
so then now somebody can kick your body over. You ain't finna have that bad mojo in my house.
What you mean, mojo in the house?
I'm not finna have nobody ashes in my house for somebody to knock over or something to be. What I'm gonna do with
you?
That?
Ain't gotta keep it in the house. You can put it in there. Like, oh, your daddy box up there somewhere.
That's disrespectful.
No, it's not.
But why not be at the...
In the garage. How about that? Leave me in the garage. Uh-uh. That'd be like... That's all you got
to
do.
No, nigga. If that's the case, you shouldn't deserve to be where you want to be.
What you mean? You can spread them. I don't care what you do with them. You can throw them in your potting grounds or whatever. You might still be gardening then. I don't know if it'll still be a hobby then, but... You know what I'm saying? You could throw it in the soil somewhere and be like, you know what I'm saying? Good fertilizer.
Not no ashes.
Yes. Why not?
What you got in there that's nutrients?
All kinds of stuff. All kinds of things. Everything. Everything. But yeah, man. Because, I'm pretty sure you're going to be asked for some kind of grandiose funeral and everything like that.
Yeah, honey. I'm talking about I need the works. I need the doves. So I need the program. I want the ribbon in the sky.
Oh,
all
my
shine.
God.
I need it all. I'm talking about the band and the songs and the crying. If you got to pay somebody to cry at mine, pay them people. Have somebody hauling and
oh, Lord. The budget. So you better have a budget for this.
Oh, yeah. I got a budget for it. I got my program ready and all.
I'm like, hey, we'll cut.
Thing different, the participants will change, but it needs to be like
we'll,
that.
I'm saying we're going to cut back on some of this, man.
No, it ain't my turn right now. My turn going to have me. Especially that girl.
I'm saying nah. We just dress somebody up as a dove and have them flying around. You just have some wings on. You just fly around doing the ceremony. I think we just gonna play this musical right here.
I done been going to church. Ain't no budget for no choir. Ain't no budget for the choir. The people gonna sing for me.
We just gonna let this music play right here. Got a playlist.
That's why you won't be in charge. You talking about honoring the dead. My thing is easy, and you over here want to do something that I just don't feel comfortable with.
Yours is easy. You just said you want to have doves, lions, tigers, and bears. You said you wanted.
People gonna have it because the people have all that listed at the funeral home.
You said you wanted actors and all that. You said you wanted everything. Did you hear what you said?
I said I done touched enough people's lives. They gonna be crying for me. They ain't got to pay nobody. I just said that.
Okay.
So I go to church. The church free, the preacher free, and the choir free. Okay. All you got to do is make sure that doggone casket is sharp. It need to be a pearl pink color. And be the top of the line now.
Okay.
Talking about nice plush pillows, nice silk in the inside with
what
the embroidery
do it matter?
In there. Yeah.
Why? What? You, embroidery?
Yeah.
What? Why would we do all this to put you in the ground,
sir?
Ma'am.
I may have come through this world.
I understand that. Why would we want to spend that?
Nothing else. I need to be going on the glory. In my best get up. I'm trying to tell you now. I need to go out with a bang.
Wow, that is a mess. Mm-hmm. You would really want to waste all that money to put in the ground?
Yes. Hey. I would deserve it at that point. If that's my final hoorah. I got to go out with a bang now.
You know the reason? I mean, so you probably want to get buried in Georgia, I take it.
Yeah, I got to be buried with my people.
Okay. So
if the nigga that I'm married to want to be cremated,
yeah, because
then I could be buried anywhere I want to.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So what was the point, you know what I'm saying, for us to, if you want me and you want you getting
saying,
buried together.
But I'm saying, if you were going to be buried, I would be buried with my husband. But if my husband ain't going to be buried, hell, what, I'm going to be buried in a state that I don't even have no real ties to.
No.
I mean, I lived here, I worked here, you know what I'm saying, whatever. My children grew up here, but that's not enough for me to say I'm going to be buried here and my body going to be here for ancestors. What for? My birth certificate says Savannah, Georgia. Why not leave me in Savannah, Georgia?
But I mean, that's not what. Well, you know.
I mean, if you can be cremated, I could be buried in Savannah.
Yeah, I have no problem. I mean, because like since we're not getting buried together, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I mean, no, that ain't why you want to be cremated. You want to be cremated regardless.
At first, I wanted to say, hey, where was we get buried together? And he was like, we get buried in Savannah. I was like, what do we get buried in Savannah for? Cause we can be together. I'm like, but I'm not from Savannah. Like,
so what? You ain't from nowhere but North Carolina. So but see, you don't even live there.
I wouldn't get buried in North Carolina.
So where you gonna get buried at?
Wherever I'm living at.
That's crazy.
Why?
Because who going to come there? If your children don't live there, now you putting them out there where they want to come and clean your little plot off and stuff like
that. It just come. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, you
know, so that mean if it don't matter, then it don't matter if you in Savannah.
If you come every once a year, once every 3, 4, 5 years, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, it don't matter to me. But if you want to be cremated, I'm definitely being buried in Savannah. No doubt.
Okay, that's fine.
So.
That's fine. All right, man. Got a little morbid there. TV talk time, people. It's TV talk time. We watched this show on Amazon Prime called Them. It's about a 1950s family during the Great Migration. They were moving from North Carolina to California, and Pops had got a job out there, and you know they moved into East Compton, you know, which was a very white area.
Only white area.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, you know, and then this family lived in this house for about 10, 11 days, and they were terrorized. And it was an interesting series, to say the least.
It started off regular, and then it went whack.
You think it went whack?
Yes, because it was just too much. It was too much of deep thought and shenanigans going on. It didn't make any sense anymore. Like,
how did it make? It made sense. It was just that I think that it was... After reflection on it, it kind of made me think of some racist porn. Like, and what I mean by that is, it was like, I think the people that feel that way, they like seeing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Thinking like, oh man, I would love to have done that. You know what I'm saying? Because that cat in the bag scene, that was terrible.
It was.
That was terrible. Like, that was one of the worst things I've seen on TV. And I think that... when they show these shows with white people brutalizing, you know what I'm saying, black people back in the day and shit, that's just like, that gives the people, like, they sitting there popping popcorn watching that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, get to see some busting heads in this motherfucking thing. So that's why I call it racist porn.
Setting niggas on fire.
Yeah, and all that kind of shit, just brutalized, just they love that shit. And, you know, so... It kind of made me think, you know, like I said, in reflection of it, because, I was tuned into it, you know what I'm saying? Episode 9 was pretty good. The backstory of the man in the black hat, how, you know, that's where they came and, you know, he was going crazy and blind and he was saying he was the one talking to the Lord and the Lord told him to enslave these people. And
but again, I feel like that part right there kind of was like a jab at the whole religion thing. Mm-hmm. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah. But that's the truth, though.
That's the religion, you know what I'm saying? That's the part of religion that... people used to say they kept black people in line. You know, you taught us your religion or whatever, and now people that allowed us to behave basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do what you wanted us to do, when clearly if you wanted to really have an uprising, you should have, because it was way more slaves than masters, so clearly you had control over the people's mind.
Yeah, so, fear. You sit there and watch a motherfucker get their goddamn hand cut off and shit, you just sitting there like, damn.
And I don't want to be next.
Yeah. This nigga done rape my wife, nigga. God damn. I just got to be in line. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the motherfuckers were savage, bro. Like, that just let you know that, man, shit was fucked up. Shit still fucked up, but it was way more fucked up You know what I'm saying? Like, when you a grown-ass man, you got to hold your head down because some little boy talking to you, talking shit to you and shit. You got to goddamn swallow that shit. Like, that shit, I mean, I thank God I was born in modern times, man. Like,
I mean, but it's just disgusting because you would think at some point these people would just get it out of their system. You know what I'm saying? Like, how much killing can you take? Like, how much of this here harming other people can you endure or can you enjoy, really? Because that's what it was.
It seems like they get super joy out of it. Like,
they do.
Because think about it, the torture and shit like that.
I mean, I ain't gonna say they, because that would mean all of them.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are just evil.
Yeah.
Like, it's no other way to explain it.
It's just something about it. Like, I don't understand, like, you know, even with the whole killing of animals and shit, how they just fucking...
And then they call other groups savages.
Yeah, but y'all savages. The fucking savages. Like, y'all, look what y'all done over the time. Like, y'all left y'all little area of Europe, went across the world, colonized people's shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And just showed up and...
You just took all the resources the people had.
I mean, yeah.
You killed the people,
pillaged them, and then took their land and then made it private property, said it's your land, then you just start selling the shit.
Yeah.
Like... I mean, I just don't get it, bro, but...
I mean, it's just disgusting. I mean, that whole thing of killing people, like, the kids and... or you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't get with that. Because that cat in the bag thing made me sick. Like, I really was done with the whole setup at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, how you killing people? Kids, you killing the... You know what I'm saying? You done strung up some people on the cross and you burning them. I mean, like, how you burn somebody? Like, a person... And that's how you know that they were making themselves believe that, oh, these people are just trash, they're animals, whatever. But I just feel like they wouldn't do their animals like that.
Mm.
So, like, not the ones that they call, you know what I'm saying, pets. You wouldn't even treat them like that, but you were willing to, I mean, like, and did it with so much pride, like, it was the right thing to do. And my thing is, people just use whatever they want to make themselves comfortable with what they're doing. Like, I don't see how... I mean, and that's why I feel like, to be honest, that's what the fear is. When we talk about all these people who running around here doing all kind of stuff, they doing it out of fear because they know that if one day black people did to them what they deserved, it would turn
into but a that's really not,
ugly thing.
But we're not that kind of people.
I know we're not, but I'm saying for them, because you can conceive it because you are it.
Yeah.
So because of the fact that they come from a line of people who are... you know, murderers and rapists, I would look at the next group of people. That's why you could say, if they're supposed to be worse than us, if they're the ones that's supposed to be the savages, if we've done these heinous crimes, we could only imagine what they're willing to do.
Yep.
So that's why we got to try so hard to keep them incarcerated, keep them on drugs, keep them doing crazy stuff, because at that point, they will be destroying themselves, and then they will be less of a threat to us. But... that's just like, I mean, to me, it was just a lot. And the show was okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like the stuff that the people were doing wasn't that bad to make you go crazy.
I mean,
I guess it was just a metaphor.
Yeah, showing you like how...
at the same time, it's just like...
Because, I mean...
Because gave me some better examples.
I mean, because I don't want to spoil it because I know a lot of people haven't seen it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe it was just the... you know, just because, you know, like I said, the thought is you move from the black to the white neighborhood. It means you made it. You know what I'm saying? If you move from the black side of living with white people, that means you made it. And so, you know, you can look at it from that angle. Like, the dad really thought he was doing something.
Yeah. And that's what his goal was. He wanted to do something better for his family. But that's the thing. That's why black people got to stop thinking like that.
Yeah.
You don't need the approval of white people because you're not going to probably ever get it. So you hunting down something that is almost impossible for you to obtain, so you doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah.
So if anything, you need to get around some like-minded black people who want to do better and live in a better neighborhood, and y'all have a nice, a middle income, whatever, black neighborhood if you want to do something. But going and integrating somebody else's neighborhood, I wouldn't dare want to do that. I wouldn't be the first one out here. If you got a mixed neighborhood, that's one thing. But to say I'm going to be the first to come to something, hell to the no. I'm not finna test that out. But I like the fact that the people, like, back then, you really thought a nigga had a gun? That shit surprised me.
What you mean?
Well, you see, I can't go into too much detail because the people...
It's 1950. I mean, what you mean?
I'm saying... I'm just thinking, like, black people, did somebody let them buy a gun?
Oh.
You already was doing a lot letting them have a car and a house?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you got a nigga with a gun over here.
But see, back then, you had to register guns. You didn't have to register guns until, what year was that? It was some year they started registering guns. Mm. So, you know, I think before...
When Black Panther started toting them.
Yeah, somewhere around there, something like that.
And yeah. They started running up on like, stuff, hey, rifles and shit.
It was some year like that, some wild shit like that. So check out them if you got the stomach for it. It's on Amazon Prime. Watch Snowfall. Wild episode. That was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Franklin's still Franklin. Wheels are spinning. I knew they was going to do that. That's all I'm going to say. Black Lightning came back. I didn't watch it yet because, I ain't watched the latest episode, but it just came out like Monday, and today's Tuesday, so give me some time, people. What I've been watching, still watching The Wire, just about to start season 4, you know what I'm saying? And again, like I said, man, when you rewatch The Wire, you see how dope it is, man. Like, I can't say that. I can't stress that enough. That's about all, you know what I'm saying? I started back, oh yeah, Manifest, Dr. Brace reminded me about that. So back on that, you know what I'm saying? Kind of slow getting into that one, but I'm just keep watching because, you know, I'm investing in the storyline. And, shit. The Mayans, they come on tonight, so I have something to watch tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the Mayans is back. And, yeah, that's about it, man.
That's it?
That's it for TV talk.
All your TV talk?
Yeah, I believe so. It's time to move on to the next segment, which is Queen Germ's favorite.
Least.
And what is that? It's bad. Black. Black. Cinema. You hear that run on that one, Queen Germ? You hear that run on that one? Mm-mm. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Or the BBC, as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ take situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes I just make them up. And we sit in here and we improv, meaning we act it out. Now, before we get into this, let me let y'all know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not join the drama club. And we don't even have SAG cards. But we do this every week to let y'all know how it goes down. And this week, the situation is this. Cougar tries to holler at a young bull. You ready to be that cougar?
You ready to be that young bull?
Ready. Action.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, ma'am. How you doing?
Oh, you got to call me ma'am. My name's Sheila.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Miss Sheila?
Okay. Well, what's your name?
My name's Jonathan. How you doing?
Okay. Can I call you Jay?
I mean, I guess.
Well, what you got going on with you? What you
been doing? Man, just chilling, man. Me and my friends probably about to go out tonight, man. You know, see what's going on. Check out the city. See what's good.
Well, when you come back from checking out the city, you want to check me out?
Check you out. What's wrong? You need some help with your internet or something? I mean,
oh no, you good? You handy like that?
I mean, I can fix your computer or something if that's what you're asking. I mean, what are you saying, Miss Sheila?
I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, see what you got going on with you. You're a young, nice man, and I got some things I could teach you now.
Like what? You know something about computers?
Hey, if that's what you want to call it, that's what y'all young folk calling it these days.
I mean, are you trying to imply something else, Miss Sheila?
I mean, what you want to do? I'm trying to let you apply.
Apply what?
You heard what I said.
Miss Sheila, come on now. Miss Sheila, you are friends with my mom.
Okay.
So
your mama ain't got nothing to do with what I'm trying to do right now.
Miss Sheila, I am 19 years old.
Okay.
You know me ever since I was a baby.
But you ain't no baby no more, goddamn it.
Miss Sheila, don't you think it's a little inappropriate?
It's not.
Why not?
I mean, are you in or you out, buddy?
You're Miss Sheila.
Okay, you can call me whatever you want to call me, but I'm trying to see what you're working with.
But, Michelle, I'm 19. You know me for my whole life.
You're not a baby anymore.
Michelle, don't you think that's a little predatory?
It's not.
What? So how long have you been thinking about this, Michelle?
I've been thinking about it since the day. Is that going to make a difference?
Yeah, it's going to make a difference. Michelle, this is a little strange.
Why are you trying to make it more than what it is? I'm trying to fuck. I ain't trying to marry you.
I ain't, but I'm saying, Michelle, so
what's the problem?
I mean, Michelle, in today.
Life. Okay, baby, let me break it down to you like
that. Uh-huh.
I'm sure you got a bill or two, a game or two, something that you want, right? I think some Jordans probably done came out, right?
Michelle, are you implying that you want to pay for some sex?
No, I'm not paying for some sex. I'm trying to give you what you want so you can give me what I want.
But Michelle, I keep saying in today's climate, that seems a little predatory. Not, that
see you're trying Michelle, to do all them big words. No, all I'm trying to do is put this pussy on your mustache.
But no, Michelle, no, yeah, that, no, baby. No,
I'm
Michelle.
Trying to tell you, I can give you something that you ain't never Michelle, had before.
I don't feel comfortable right now. Why? I think I'm going to... Michelle, because you've known me my whole life, and now you're trying to solicit me for sex. Michelle, this is just not right.
Like I say, you're trying to do too much with that solicit. Ain't nobody soliciting.
You just said,
Michelle,
you was going to buy me some Jordans if Michelle, I come...
See,
do,
nah, I know I don't want that dick now. I know I don't want that shit.
I don't feel comfortable, Michelle, man.
Talking like
Michelle,
you're 19, Michelle, you say, right? You're
yes.
Not 9.
Michelle, I don't feel comfortable right now.
You don't feel comfortable.
No, Michelle. I think I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go play some basketball. I'll see you later, Michelle. All right? Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
And see, you do the worst acting.
How do the worst acting?
Because how is this whole thing supposed to be me trying to pick you up? I'm giving you everything I got. I'm pulling you in. I'm pulling you in. And you hell bent on giving me this brick wall. You could at least been like, well, you know what, Michelle? At least if you come through with a Xbox, whatever, or a PlayStation 5, whatever the thing
this
is.
This guy, this guy is an activist. He's not an activist. He don't understand. He sees a Miss Sheila. He's like, this is my mama friend, and she's trying to holler at me. So how long she been looking at me like this? This shit's strange.
This shit's predatory. It's not.
Miss Sheila been watching me ever since I was 15. Mm-mm. Like she, man, now I'm starting to go back and think about some things Miss Sheila said to me.
Ain't no need to do all that. That's
no, it's just it means that Miss Sheila is a predator. She needs to be taken off the streets.
She don't need to be taken off the streets.
This man is 19 years old.
She helping you.
Your mama friend.
It's a rite of passage.
Come on now. How would your mama feel about that?
My mama friends went.
I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, huh?
I said my mama friends went hard at my brother's
cousin. No, not your mother, but if you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, Miss Sheila homegirl.
I'm just saying that's not appropriate if it was, but you didn't say that in the lineup. That's number one.
What you mean?
You
I threw
that
you.
A,
that's just because no, it's called no, improv. No. It's called improv.
Okay. But all I'm.
That's why you. That's why we do it.
I don't want to though.
But you say that every week, but you continue to do it.
Because
so
I.
So is this rape? Is what you saying? Is this segment rape? Is what you calling me?
I don't like to use that word loosely.
Okay.
So I wouldn't play with that.
So it's forcible. Segment. Confrontation, conversation, is that what you're saying?
Whatever.
Forcible conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, on the paper, it simply says Cougar trying to get the dude. So therefore.
So, okay, that's what you're trying to do.
Therefore, you didn't say that I had to be.
I didn't have to.
I'm a friend.
We're just improvising.
That in there, and then that just fucked the whole thing.
No, it didn't. It made it better.
Okay. If you say so. It would have made it better if the nigga could be bought.
No.
It would.
He ain't got no price. He's solid young man.
He ain't solid.
Solid young man. He know how he stand. He 19. What the fuck is he supposed to be doing?
He should been giving Miss Sheila something.
No. This is his mama friend. This lady's 38, 40 years old. He like, man, what is going on? Why my mama friend hollering at me? Well, guys.
He hollering at no more.
Well, guys, it's that time where me and Queen Germ read rap lyrics. Every week, we pick out some a random rap lyric, and one of us reads them out. This week is Queen Jern's pool, and she's going to read her rap lyrics. Queen Jern. Oh, and when we read the rap lyrics, I'm sorry, we read them in our office voice. Sometimes we might do dramatic reading. Who knows, man? But we're going to read some rap lyrics. Queen Jern, are you ready?
I think I am.
All right. Go okay. When you're ready.
These are my rap lyrics, and they sound a little something like this. I had this bad bitch uptown, she was woe. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean woe. Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean woe. Should have seen them shit shining on her wrist, woe. Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like woe. Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like woe. Flossed the blue shrimp from 210. Like woe. Faggy went to peep my blueprints. Like I'm like woe. Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas. Like woe. Niggas getting pulled on my block. Like woe. coming home within a half an hour, like, whoa. Fronting like they had more manpower, like, whoa. More or less, more or so, I'll rip your torso. I live the fast life. Come through in the Porsche slow, like, whoa. My niggas, like dough, like dro. Nitro, might flow, nice clothes, like, whoa.
All right, Queen Jern Reed's rap lyrics, man.
I know y'all enjoyed it.
Rest in peace to Black Rob, man. Rest in peace to Black Rob, R.I.P., man. Baby. You know what I'm saying? HBCU confession time. HBCU confession is when I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets, rub them on Queen Jern. She tells me she likes it. This one goes a little something like this. My short ass need to stop picking up girls that are bigger than me when I'm fucking them. I accidentally dropped shorty, and now I have to pay for her neck surgery. Her parents think I'm abusing her, but we was just trying to see if she can suck dick upside down. She can't. N-C-A-N-T.
I mean, your dick ain't big enough for her to have to suck it upside down.
What you mean? He had her, they probably was doing a standing up 69.
Ain't talking about some she can't. How the hell is it my fault?
Because he dropped her.
Okay, then.
You know what I'm saying? So she can't do it. I guess
He can't do it.
So, you know, I mean, he dropped on her fucking neck.
Sucking dick ain't got nothing to do with you holding my damn body up.
I mean, y'all stop fucking them niggas. Hey, look, man, stay with them within your weight class. Your weight, you got to understand. If you ain't, you can't hold up everybody, bro. Like, I know everybody think they strong and everybody think they can, but, you know, no, you can't. So, and then parents, I mean, this is what your kids go off to college and do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Well, I know me. I'm a big girl. I wouldn't dare let a nigga tell me he was going to turn me upside down. I don't give a damn how big he was. Because you just not finna put my life in jeopardy like that.
What if he got you? He got good holding on to you.
Aw, y'all niggas get caught up in the moment and you busting a nut shit. I might slip down. Your grip might loosen up as you busting a nut. Then I'm fucked up.
Hey, man.
Still same outcome.
They got a chance you got to take. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Me getting a broke neck. Me getting any type of injury more than a scratch, that's the shit I didn't come for.
They say love is pain or whatever.
Love hurts.
Yeah, that's what the line I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Love hurts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you about it or you living without it, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about it, but I ain't.
You all right then. But hey, sometimes you gotta take that chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, roll the dice.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So shout out to them, man. Y'all like them kind of tweets, man. Go check them out, man, on their Twitter, man.
And you say that's from North Carolina?
I didn't say what school it was from, okay? I said it one time. Nah. I don't know what school it is. North Central Arkansas Tech. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Your hometown. All
yes.
Right.
Maybe. North Central Alabama Tech. Yeah, that's what I think the NCANT stand for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All over the world.
Well, it's Keep It 100 time. Queen Jerm, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to say, nowadays everybody, you know, jumping from place to place. We got people over here for tax checks, people coming through for your stimulus check, you know, a lot of money flowing around, and everybody got a price, I guess. But if you here just for the money, you ain't really here for real.
100.
So don't be playing with these people time, trying to get a little piece of the churn check. And bounce on somebody.
What are you talking about?
I said, that's my Keep It 100. If you only here for the money, you're not here for real.
Who's here for the money?
Anybody. I just stated.
Oh, I mean.
People coming by, you ain't seen them in a long time. Everybody trying to get a piece of somebody's stimulus check.
Oh.
Y'all got the income tax check. Are you here with us? Are you high?
No, I'm just saying because it was like, if you're not here with the children, I'm like, who are you talking about? But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you did. But it's okay.
I was confused.
Like I said, for those who didn't hear it, because King Jerm is rude. You know I said, if you only here for the money, you ain't here for real. So stop trying to play them people out their money. If you're a true friend, if you're a true father, if you're a true whoever, don't just be coming through because you know people got plenty of dollars right now. Be there when the money ain't there either.
That's nah, when the money run out, it ain't as fun no more. Time to go. Get on up out of there.
That's when you get creative she when starts, the money ain't there.
Start cooking and shit. She cooking hamburger helper again. What happened? We was going out to eat every night, eating goddamn crab. We was having crab balls and all that shit. Like, what happened to that? I'm thinking this is life right here. I'm thinking this is how y'all living. And now you want me to go back to, that's why I left the first fucking time. You know what I'm saying? You went back to this shit. I'm fuck out of here again, nigga. Shit. Like, yo, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I'll be back on the next round of money hit, nigga. I'll be back. Mm-hmm. Might keep 100. I mean, listen, man, Snowfall is a good show. Great show. But y'all need to quit these comparisons saying Snowfall is better than The Wire.
100.
It was recently a viral tweet, you know, fired off by old Maul, where he was like, Snowfall better than The Wire, and that's just his humble opinion. First of all, Maul, you know what I'm saying, nobody asked you your opinion, but since you said it, I'm going to give you my opinion. No, the fuck it ain't. You know what I'm saying? The Wire is so fucking layered. Like, every season, it's a different show. But it still, like, got some of the elements of all the other shit in it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's so fucking layered. You know, the first season of The Wire is like The Hood. Second season of The Docs. Third season was politics. Fourth season going to be education. And the fifth season was basically like the media. You know what I'm saying? So, that's five different angles that the show giving you. And Snowfall is just one. It's just dude selling drugs. Like, that's not, no, sorry. No.
So you had to make that comparison.
If you're going to compare Snowfall to something, compare it to Breaking Bad. Don't compare it to The Wire. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. The Wire is one of the GOAT shows. You don't come in. First of all, you can't compare Snowfall to The Wire. Snowfall's still going on. Like, The Wire's finished. You don't know what the fuck going to happen to Snowfall. This shit, they could fuck it all up. You know what I'm saying? You don't fucking know. For you to sit there and say it's better than The motherfucking Wire? Are you fucking crazy? The Wire is one of the top three shows. You can have it 1, 2, or 3, 1 or 2, or 1. You know what I'm saying? But you can't have it no lower than that. You know what I'm saying? Of all time. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, on Baby or whatever they say. On Mary Had a Little Lamb. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever they be saying. But yeah, man. So that's my Keeping 100, man. Y'all motherfuckers saying Snowfall better than The Wire. Stop that fucking shit, bro. Winner, loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
I'm going to have to say my winner this week is going to be me.
Winner is who?
It's going to be me. It's going to be Queen Germ.
Toot your horn, motherfucker. Say that shit. Talk your talk, nigga. Talk your fucking talk.
I had an epic week. Okay. I mean, from this time last week to this time this week, a sister bounced back. I could have went in my hole because, you know, the nigga clowned on me. He rolled my bag, talked trash. I could have let him get me off my game. I went back into doing what I know I could do. I go back into my world. And when I tell you, it felt so good because it's been a long time coming. When it's official next year, I can really cut up when I get that check. But, you know, it's a process. So I'm in it for the long haul. But, yeah, I bounced back. My garden is doing great. I got my grant-approved book chapter has been submitted. All I need to do is some final edits when they send those back, but it's going to be published. So this has been an epic week for me. So I got to say, Queen Germ is my winner.
Hey, shout out to Queen Germ, man. Shout out to Queen Germ, man. My winner is Lori Lightfoot.
Winner.
You know what I'm saying? The mayor of Chicago. She my winner for being a stepper, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Word on the street is Lori apparently got caught cheating on her wife. Lori is she had met up with some little side girl at the hotel, and you know they did what they did, and then the girl, she got you know, her boyfriend got caught up with a gun or whatever like that. So the girl called Lori up and was like, "Hey, you need to make this disappear." You know, since some phone calls were made, Lori's wife found out about it and got the scrapping. So you know what I'm saying. So shout out to Lori, she my winner for being a stepper. You know what I'm saying? You know, because black men don't cheat, but black women do. Like, y'all motherfuckers, and I feel bad for Lori's poor wife. Hey, Lori's wife like 6'9", bro. She tall as a motherfucker. Like, that shit wild. And they have a daughter. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lori. Hope everything work out for her. You know what I'm saying? Get your shit together, Lori. Stop. You making the city look bad. They gonna get rid of your motherfucking ass, all right? I mean, you can't be fucking up in a town that's got a high crime rate and going to shit. And, you know, you see what they do to black mayors, Lori, so tighten the fuck up. Got any losers? Queen Jane?
I definitely got a loser.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, this loser here I got to be none other than, I mean, because I have no good feelings towards anybody who's committing crimes against kids. So, my loser this week has got to be this scumbag out of Crestview, Florida.
Loser.
Florida man does it again. Jason Mobley, 44 years old. Apparently, this man has been accused of raping two young girls in the same bedroom last Wednesday night, according to the arrest report. So, the victims are under the age of 12, and Jesus. He's 44. If they were in the same room, you're only left to believe that it's probably somebody he knows. It was a Wednesday night. It wasn't like a weekend or middle of the day type thing. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, justice will continue to be served and this person will be locked up and won't be allowed to harm anybody else's kids. But, yeah, quite disgusting.
Oh, man, quite I understand. Disgusting. My loser, man, saw a draft of the first-time buyers program that Biden's got coming out now.
Loser.
You know, they're trying to, you know, get a lot of people homes and everything like that. And I was getting hyped because I was like, yo, man, you know, this might be the time for us to get it. And we don't even qualify for it. You know why we don't qualify?
Why?
Because they say your parents couldn't be homeowners either. So what the fuck?
Like, that don't make no sense.
Like, I was just like, so because one of our parents goddamn had a house, we don't qualify for the first time buyers program. So that's why y'all my losers. Yeah, they gotta change. They gotta take their provision.
But that ain't gonna help nobody.
It's gonna help a lot of people.
Who?
If your parents don't own the house, like a lot of black people.
But who are they?
What you mean? Like a lot of people that got money now that, well, you know, they want to get a house, they can qualify for this. I think it's like you get like they pay closing costs and $25,000 something like
maybe
that.
Maybe you just need to get the house in your name. I mean, but that still don't apply to you either.
What you mean? You are the disqualifying person.
No, I'm not. Your mama got a house.
No, don't your parents got a house?
Yeah.
All right then. So
I'm not the only person that made us disqualify.
No. I don't think she got a house. I don't know.
But yeah.
But yeah, man, we don't qualify. This is bullshit. That's why you're my loser.
We'll get it. Because I mean, you know, I ain't going there tonight. I'm gonna just keep my mouth closed.
Yeah. So anyway.
Because King Jerm don't think I deserve one. But
okay, so. Whatever, man. I ain't gonna go there. But I'm yeah, not.
It ain't worth talking about now.
Not on the show. It ain't worth really not. Because that's not a tree I want to bark up on right now.
Okay.
Shout out time, Queen Jerm. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this.
What you hating for? You ain't shit.
I'm hating. How am I hating? I ain't even
said. What the fuck for?
Because I was thinking about something. I just laughed. So, yeah, I mean, okay. But I'm a hater, though. Yeah. Anyway. Messing up my shout out. See, I didn't say nothing while you did yours.
Okay, I
let you have your moment, and now you want to come in here and ruin mine. So my shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T. Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch. RT3, my nigga J. Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, my nigga Mad Static, my nigga Stacks, my nigga MJ Money 9S. Paper J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, my nigga 12 Cal and 12 Cal Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. You got Dr. Cam, you got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Eclectic and the EDP, the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis and Power Lunch Hour Podcast. Shout out to Big Smash and everybody at Bet the House Podcast. Shout out to Dale P, Man Cave, and everybody else in the Black Podcast Collective. Shout out to them. Let me see who else we got. Shout out to the Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Everybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Cloud and all the gang. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. Time to rate it.
I think that tonight, I'm going to have to go with a 9 point. I'm going to give it a solid 9.0.
All right. You know what?
I ain't going to say it's perfect, but it's darn close.
I'm going to match that 9, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, now we even out with a 9, so that's pretty good show, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, everything was there, energy was there, you know, just, you know, the chemistry was back, you know what I'm saying? You know, chemistry we had a lot of,
because if y'all got Patreons off of last week's show, that means that's an indicator to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about evidence-based decisions and things, you know what I'm saying? So, it's been a drought a couple of times, and y'all bounced up and got 5 because the people heard I was coming. Then once I came, you got 2 more Patreons, so I'm left to believe it wasn't a flop like you said.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm just going to put that out there. So
all maybe right.
Them people appreciated what they found here last week, and they gave a little something, something.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I got you.
I mean, you with the shits, but I see it. I see it. You know what I'm saying? If you had 5 the week prior, I had 2. It ain't really the fall off when prior to that you had 0. Oh, yeah.
We had 1 or something like that.
0.
It might be 1.
So when you average yours, it to my 1 day, I'm just saying, 2.5 to 2 ain't much difference. Not
what?
Significantly different. Not. Not at all.
Hey, people, I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. Don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget to call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information.
NappyAfro.com